Well, if Noah was only over this minute, he could have done it at my house. Which one? It's a good question. Okay, so many years ago, we were all in the office one day talking. The old man, this is ELP, and a knock came at the door. And it was one of those chaps from Boosie and Hawks. They're like music publishers. The guy was knocking at the door, letting me come in. How the hell are you doing? He said, I've come to see you about some music you're playing, which isn't yours, but you're crediting yourselves for it. I said, ooh. At that moment, Emerson is leaving the room. Because he obviously knew the boy. God bless him. It was his birthday the other day. Anyway, you know it as an original piece, but we did steal a little bit from Janáček, and in actual fact, there's a little bit of barking with us, so we were great thieves of our time. Anyway, we'd like to play for you. You know it's an original piece. It's from the very first album. This one's called Knife Edge. Always a problem way back when, 70s, 80s. Anyway, this next piece of music we wanted to release as a single, and they didn't want to do that. They said, oh no, it's a church hymn. This belongs to the church. Blasphemy. You know, oh really, I'm serious. You said, come on. You know, we used to sing this at school, come on. It's... Anyway, they wouldn't release it. So that was the end of that. It was a great piece of music. It actually features Simon on the stick. So it was banned, and that was it. Never got played. I think maybe once on stage somewhere in Germany, and that was it. We're playing it every night now because I don't care about the BBC. Basically, they don't care about us. hope you like this. This one's called Jerusalem. Okay, so there's a lot of history attached to the band, as you can imagine, and it's great for me now to be playing with these young guys. It really is refreshing. So please give a round of applause. So when we first got together, we all decided what we wanted to play. And I said, oh, let's play Mars, the God of War. I like that. Yeah. Then somebody said, no, I don't want to do that. So that was that. What a lot of people don't know, though, is that the first piece we actually played collectively as a band way back when was Schizoid Man. Yeah, yeah, by King Crimson, obviously. Yeah, I'm pleased you didn't get excited, because we don't play it. Oh, it's great to be alive, isn't it? Oh, I just told myself a dirty joke, that's marvellous. Oh, yes. See what we're going to do. We're actually going to put the two together, Mars, the God of War, and Schizoid Man. Strap yourselves in. Thank you. told this evening we've got to take a short break of about 15 minutes. So what we're going to do is we're going to make the second half sort of longer. So we're going to finish up this first half featuring Paul on guitar. So please, big round of applause for Paul of the Editors.
Thank you.
forward in about 15 minutes. Thanks very much. To open the second half with the album. Do you remember the one with the three faces on the front? Trilogy. Yes. Very, very fun. Yes, we're going to open it with the title track, actually, which features both Simon and Paul. Trilogy. Thank you. Simon Fitzpatrick. For about 5 minutes. It could have been a four or two. I played with them one night when Mickey Fleetwood was ill. I got the call from John Wimbley, would I come and play? It was the early band when they had Peter Green, Jeremy Spencer. Yeah!
You get Stevie?
So I played with them and that was it. Anyway, On the Bill was a great group. Actually, it was a favourite group of mine, one of my favourite bands. We were playing at it was at Battersea Art College, and Top of the Bill was the Nice. Yeah. And that was the first time I met Keith, was on that particular evening. Anyway, I went out to get something, a drink or something to eat, and anyway, I came back in, thought I'd catch some of their set. When I walked in, they were playing this next piece of music. We'd like to play it for you. It's by Leonard Bernstein. It's called America.
Yeah.
concept albums were very, very important at the beginning of the 70s. Probably wouldn't mean much today because you have to download the whole 20 minutes. It'd take forever, wouldn't it? And you can't just take a part of it because you've got to listen to all of it because it's a concept. Well, I think I made a concept album. I'm not totally sure, but I think I got close to making one. In actual fact, I think we made one of the very first. We're going to play this piece of music for you now. It's an epic piece, about 15 minutes, I believe. I'm not counting, but I think it's about that. I hope you enjoy this. This one's called Tarkus.
Thank you.
this evening. We want to finish up with a piece by Aaron Copland. But if you clap a lot, I'm sure we'll play a little bit after. But seriously, thanks for coming. It's been a great pleasure to play here again. I think we were last here in 2006, so nice to be back. Thank you. Thank you. This was a number one single for ELP way back when. I forget the exact date, but anyway, this is the track that was written by the, as I say, Aaron Copland, the great American composer. I'd like to play for you, finish up with Fanfare for the Common Man.
Thank you.
know one more. One, two. Great. Tell you what, I'm going to finish up for you with another Aaron Copland piece. It's from the Rodeo Suite. Thanks for coming this evening. Pleasure playing for you. We'd like to play Hoedown.